This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1775. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. This edition recorded May 28th, Alaska, Algeria, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, Greece, Guam, Guatemala, Indonesia, International Waters, Maldives Islands, Mexico, Micronesia, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Somaliland, Spain, Swaziland, Taiwan, Tibet, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We are beginning to wonder if we've lost another shortwave station. KNLS in Alaska suddenly went off the air in early March due to antenna damage. Initially, they thought it would be back on by late March, but it must have been more serious because there's still no reports of it as of late May. The WRTH update said it expected to be back on the air in May, so they'd better hurry up. I checked on the 23rd at 1520 UT during the English hour, scheduled on 9920, and heard no signal at all. However, even when it is on, reception is quite iffy here, off the back in a lower 48. It's normally on the air continuously from 08 until 18 UT only, alternating Russian, Chinese, and English on four different 9 MHz channels and one on the 7 MHz band. The three English hours had been scheduled at 10 UT on 9655, at 12 on 7355, and at 15 on 9920. Let us know if you hear KNLS back on the air. On May 25th and 26th, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain noticed that some but not all of the scheduled relays of Algeria via France were missing, no signal to be heard, such as, and I'll just give the hour they would have been on rather than the exact minute, 19 UT on 11765, 18 on 13820. And on the other day, 11765 was missing during the 20 UT hour. He wasn't sure whether he was hearing that or something else. It was so weak during the same hour on 12060. Furthermore, some of the Radio France International broadcasts were missing during the 19 UT hour, also from the Issoudun, France site, 9790, 15300, 15690, and 21690. So it may have just been a temporary problem causing several of the transmitters at Issoudun to be off the air. At least we hope it's only temporary. Ron Howard at Asilomar State Beach, California, reports Radio Symbon, the Greek music station in the Sydney, Australia area, presumably what he heard on this usual exact frequency, 2368.47. It was at 11:31 to 11:41 UT, May 24th, with slightly above normal reception, he says, with Greek music and singing. It was only poor. On Friday, May 22nd, I discovered that Radio Australia, during the 13 UT hour, had replaced the token classical music appreciation show, Keys to Music, with something else, since they were playing Aboriginal music at the moment. That turned out to be live and local from another ABC domestic network. According to the Radio Australia schedule, that was not by accident, but intentional. However, Keys to Music still appears on it once a week, Sundays at 18 UT, when we get hardly any shortwave reception. A lesser-known Australian station is VMW, providing marine weather for the western part of the continent. Ron Howard reports that its frequency 6230 USB had interference on May 21st at 1351 UT. It apparently was in Cantonese and then in Mandarin at 1400. Which he soon recognized as Sound of Hope, the clandestine based in Taiwan. parallel to several other frequencies. He says this frequency had been the exclusive domain of VMW for many years, so it's most unfortunate to find the Sound of Hope here. Before long, CNR1 programming will also appear to jam Sound of Hope, creating even more of a mess for VMW. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was surprised to get reception of ICTIMAI radio, which has something to do with Azerbaijan since it's in the Azeri language, May 21st from 1215 UT on 9677.6, a very split frequency, from what is still an unknown transmitter. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener sends an item from the BBG blog. RFERL takes action in Azerbaijan. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, has closed its Baku bureau after Azeri authorities sealed the office shut last December in connection with a government-led campaign against foreign organizations. Nenad Peyik, RFERL editor-in-chief, said Azeri authorities have acted illegally and arbitrarily, causing profound and, in several cases, permanent suffering and dislocation for our staff and their families. RFERL has always operated legally in Azerbaijan. We call on the government of Azerbaijan to fulfill its obligations with regard to basic rights and freedoms and stop this campaign of repression, which is hurting its citizens and crippling its future. Several shortwave stations insist on broadcasting time signals which are never accurate. I amuse myself by catching them on this and finding out exactly how far off they are compared to WWV. One of them is Bangladesh Betar, when I can get reception at 14 UT on 15505, opening the Urdu service. It's barely audible this time of year, but on May 26th, I tuned in by 1359, expecting to hear a time signal many seconds off, but it turned out to be accurate right at the top of the hour. Incredible, a fluke. Or will it continue to be accurate from now on? Only time will tell. I would not mind listening to the broadcast after that for the music if reception were sufficient, but it's not here. However, on the California beach, Ron Howard says on May 27th he was listening until 14:30 with nice subcontinental music and singing in Urdu. Good reception and a strong signal for him. Ron Howard has also been tracking three active Bolivians on the 49-meter band in the evening and exactly when they sign off, as well as measuring their exact frequencies. Here goes, as observed on May 23rd or 24th, Radio Pio 12, 5952.42, went off a bit later than usual at 0233. However, on another date, it was 0228. Radio Santa Cruz, 6134.74, went off at 0203 or 0206 another day. And Radio Fides, 6155.10, went off at 0232 after a choral national anthem. Radio Fides also reported by Dave Valco, Pennsylvania. Hardcore DX, May 21st, he put it on 6155.12. Listening from midnight 10 UT until 0100 with a program called Fides, La Paz Informa, a news program with 10-minute segments separated by ad blocks, including one for a bank. Instrumental music sounded like it came from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And at 0100, a long choral jingle and song, Time Pips, and another program. He says, fairly decent on peaks and a little distorted, also a heterodyne from presumed All India Radio. Very little broadcasting to be heard on the 10 megahertz band, but here's something to check out. On the Condish list, Claudio Galas in Chile reports hearing from Brazil a station called Radio Mundo on 10730. Upper sideband, also with a carrier, it seems. May 22nd at 2040 UT. There wasn't much audio, but he was able to match it using some app or another. And it's not clear which Brazilian station this goes with, if it's one on AM or FM, but the name of it is Radio Mundo. On 2749 USB, May 22nd at 04:52, just as I tuned in, a voice transmission stopped. If I had started listening at 04:37, it would have been VCN in Rivière-au-Renard or Fox River, Quebec, one of the Canadian marine weather stations, according to the DX Info Center. The frequency is shared with three Nova Scotia stations at other hours. Ron Howard reports on Beibu Bay Radio in China on 5050 parallel 9820. On the weekend, May 23rd and 24th, their English and Chinese segments at 1320 are repeats from the past week's five-minute segments. And he says Dave Vaco also found these English-Chinese segments are repeated again daily at 2315. Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea, since it has repaired its transmitters, continues to broadcast in the 40-meter ham band. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany said there was nice, clean audio on 7175, May 22nd until 1831. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was monitoring on May 23rd. He says those 100-kilowatt transmitters in Asmara were heard with program 2 on 7175 in Amharic when he tuned in at 1714, while program 1 in Tigrinya was on 7200. Last week we had a report from Ivo Ivanov about the clandestine for Ethiopia Radio Risala International via France on Fridays only. He had heard it May 15th at 1830 on 21620 in Oromo. However, the following Friday, May 22nd, it was gone. In Pleiades X, Uwe Zinnewald near Dresden, Germany, reports a silent key. The operator of the Europirate Alpha Lima International, Alfred Zoer, died last week at the age of 46. Zoer. Marty Delphine in Madrid reports an interesting country music program on RTL, Longwave 234, actually in Luxembourg but functioning as a French station. Friday evening, May 22nd at 2350 UT, it was broadcasting several country radio stations from the States, although not live relays, including New Country KSCS 96.3 Fort Worth, WKDF Nashville, Go Country 105 in Southern California, including local commercials and DJs. He says it felt like I was right back in my native Texas. The name of the program is American Country. And there was a French newscast at midnight UT, also available via live streaming from the RTL website. I discovered a couple of months ago that Radio France International had quietly resumed 1 hour a day in English on shortwave, 06UT on 13725. However, there was nothing about it on their website. Now, finally, on May 26th, Stephen Cooper in the UK says they've updated it as of May 22nd, including details of that English hour at 0600, saying it's for Africa between 06 and 7UT. Alan Rowe in the UK replies, good news, I had an extended exchange of emails with Susan Owensby in April and early May. No one in the English section of RFI had been aware of the shortwave broadcast initially, and assumed from the reports coming in it was an unofficial relay, like Global 24, and she had been assured from internal discussions that there were no official shortwave broadcasts in English. Alan says, I pointed out to her that the HFCC entry indicates it is official, the fact that the broadcast was originating from Isudun. I'm very happy to see they've acknowledged the transmission on their webpage. At least it means it's less likely to suddenly end once again, at least in the immediate future, or so we hope. There are lots of medium wave pirates in Greece, many of them on the X band, and they don't mind also radiating harmonics. A couple of these are reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, not too far away, but they might propagate even further. Sixth Harmonics on 9773 at 1150 UT. That would be originating at 1628.8 kilohertz. Patrick in Austria replies, that it could be Radio Devil from Thessaloniki, which he had heard sometimes around 9773. And the other one reported by Ivo in Bulgaria is on 9665, May 23rd at 1102. That would be 6 times 1610.8. Although he didn't get an ID, he of course puts up audio clips of all his catches at the Bulgarian DX blog. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1775. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jan Schrader in Nixon, Missouri. We sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards an item from the KTWR Guam DRM blog, actually based in Singapore, of May 18th, titled "A Dolphin We Did Not Want to See." You may have heard about Typhoon Dolphin's arrival on Guam last Friday. Most of Guam lost power and some areas lost water service. Even telephone service has been problematic. The utility crews have been working hard to get things back to normal. We still do not have power at KTWR, so we've been running our generators. Dolphin managed to mangle antenna number one during its visit. We're quite grateful that the antenna matrix allows us to use other ones so that all of the programs can continue to be aired. There was some minor damage to antenna 2A, but we can still use it. Antenna 1 must be rebuilt. This requires several people, so we've been getting help from local volunteers. It'll take over a week to lower the antenna, rebuild it, and raise it back up. The antenna field is definitely a hard hat area. So I wonder how are things over at the other Guam shortwave station, KSDA. We haven't heard anything about damage there. The last shortwave station in Central America is off the air. Radio Verdad Guatemala, 4055. No signal when I checked May 22nd at 0449. It's normally on the air and audible here any night, noise level permitting, until sign off around 0610, except earlier on UT Mondays. I just received word from Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid of Radio Verdad. He says, transmitter troubles, only one module on 300 watts. It's getting warmer than normal, and the transmitter turns itself off frequently. That was May 22nd, but by the next day, May 23rd, he says, may I inform you we are forced to stop Radio Verdad shortwave transmissions in order to avoid more damage to the transmitter. We'll return to the air as soon as engineer Ralph Borthwick comes from Canada and repairs the transmitter. Following up another report from last week from Ron Howard, who discovered that RRI Merauke, Indonesia, had unexpectedly reactivated on 3905. Of course, he kept checking for it every morning, and it was not there every day. And he says it's not been heard since May 18th. Seems they only wanted a very brief reactivation. Very disappointing in light of their decent reception for the few days they did broadcast. In DSWCI DX Window, Acker Peterson says, according to my notes, RRI Merauke on 3905 had not been heard since February of 2005, over 10 years. Mike Berkloff in England recommends the English version of a German television documentary by NDR, Voice of Peace, The Dream of A.B. Nathan. It won the Bronze Award at the New York Festival's World's Best TV and Film Awards in April. The English version has been uploaded for online streaming. It features interviews with Yoko Ono, Shimon Peres, Zubin Mehta, Daniel Barenboim, Hans Knott, and others. A superb film. You may be able to find it at www.newyorkfestivals.com. Look for the 2015 winners. We have a direct link to it, of course, in DX Listening Digest. It seems there's quite a market for QSLs as antiquities, at least on eBay. Artie Bigley points out that a 1968 QSL from Maldives Islands Broadcasting Service went for $285. Well, one may still admire its illustration at eBay. It's quite primitive, mostly produced on a manual typewriter. Mexican AM stations are being encouraged, if not required, to migrate to the superior medium of FM. One which appears to have done that now is on the border at Piedras Negras. Remy Humbert, Arizona, on the WTFDA forum mentions that XEMU has gone to FM as XHEMU. That's a station on 580, which we used to hear quite well, interfering with WIBW Topeka. I wasn't aware it was off for good, but so far I'm still not able to hear it, although there does seem to be some other Mexican underneath WIBW. If XEMU is off as a result of Mexican government policy to migrate AMs to FMs, that should open up the frequency on this side of the border, in southwest Texas at least, in case any U.S. station would like it, as long as it's far enough from adjacents in Dallas and Austin or the other 580 in Lubbock. It seems to me that Mexico could hardly insist on FCC honoring such a deleted listing. It's different with Canada, however. If a frequency is vacated, U.S. stations still have to protect it in case another Canadian comes on, which has happened with 580 in Alberta and now 700. As we reported a couple of weeks ago, PMA, the Cross Micronesia, was knocked off the air by Typhoon Dolphin on May 9th. Apparently there was no damage to the radio station itself, although there was damage to their church buildings and so forth. But the power was out. Well, it's still out as of May 26th, Ron Howard says. Checking at 1130 UT on 4755.54, they continue to be silent. The storm must have really destroyed the local power lines, as they have been off the air for over 2 weeks. Voice of Nigeria continues to be as unreliable as ever, but I've been monitoring around 06 UT for their previously unlisted Hausa half hour on 9689.9 and slightly below 7255. On May 23rd, those two were already on the air at 0544 playing high life music, presumably as a prelude. However, on May 27th, both were still missing after 0600. Despite the similarity to my name, Hausa is a language I really know nothing about, not even how to recognize it for sure. And since the WRTH is not providing very much in the way of IDs in obscure languages, I employed Google Translate to find out what the Voice of Nigeria may say in Hausa. Of course, the tones are unknown, and no doubt the way I'm pronouncing them is not fully correct. But this is the Voice of Nigeria, would be Wanan Shi Ne, Voice of Nigeria, while the word voice all by itself is translated as Muria. Radio station would be Radio Tashar, and good morning would be Inakwana. I continued to monitor that surprise medium wave harmonic from KWHW 1450 Altus, Oklahoma, as I reported last week. By May 21st, it was much weaker than before on 2899.76. May 22nd, it was just a carrier, and later on that day, it was gone completely, but it lasted several days. But I'm not aware of anyone DXing it except myself and Dave Volko. Some reports of Radio Pakistan, which isn't that easy to hear over here. Dan Sheedy in California reports 15485, May 18th, at 1340 to 1400. It was a wobbly carrier, but readable modulation in Urdu. There were three time pips at the top of the hour. However, there's interference from Voice of Tibet and CNR1 jamming on nearby frequencies, as also noted by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria and Ron Howard in California. May 24th at 1329, he heard the interval signal of Pakistan and into programming. Their sign-on time varies a great deal, he says, so I'm very pleased to have caught their interval signal. Noel Green told Ron Howard, 15485 is intended for the Middle East and North Africa. Radio Pakistan appears to be on air more regularly at present using just one transmitter. I'm tuned to 15485 and it's emerged from beneath the Chinese jamming. But Spain is on 15490 and causing sideband interference at 1430. Another Pakistan frequency is 15700, reported by Dave Volko, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, May 21st at 1736. It went off just before 1800. And one more from Pakistan, Dan Sheedy in California, 15730, came on at 0113 UT, May 25th, and he heard it past 0200. Ron Howard in California reports on Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland, 7120. They're supposed to have English at 1320 to 1340. May 25th, however, he was getting a faint signal, but instead of English, it was just instrumental easy-listening music. And the next time he checked on May 27th during that period, it was just an open carrier. Something's going on at Radio Hargeisa. Filed under Spain non, Manuel Mendez in Spain heard from Radio Mi Amigo, which apparently originates there but is transmitted via low-power German units. Starting from June 1st, Radio Mi Amigo International will be on shortwave every day. And here are the times and frequencies I've converted to universal. Monday through Friday, 1705 to 18. And Saturday 06 to 12 on 6005. Also Sunday at 06 to 10 on that frequency. It's also on 9560. Saturdays from 08 to 12 and Sundays 08 to 10. And also from 10 until 12. And finally, Sundays from 10 to 14 UT on 7310. Yet another missionary station has been damaged by acts of God. Dr. Hans-Jürg Bieners sends this about TWR Swaziland. 1 month after it was damaged by wind and hail, it's launched an appeal for donations. On April 19th, the station suffered damage on the antenna field and the transmitter building. Feeder lines and a curtain antenna were quickly repaired. The roof and insulation still need permanent repairs. The insulation is so important, protecting the very expensive transmitters, keeping the heat out in summer and trapping the heat in during the winter. We reported previously about a log jam on 12,000 kilohertz since both Tibet and Mongolia decided to move there, although Vietnam was already on it. Now Ivo Ivanov reports that the Tibet transmission, at least, is no longer heard between 08 and 16 UT on that frequency, although it is heard before and after those hours. So it's good news for Mongolia at 9 to 11 and Vietnam at 11 to 1330. Scott Becker tells us that when Art Bell returns to the air on July 20th, he's going to be on WBCQ 7490 weeknights at 04 to 07 UT and would be on Alan Weiner Worldwide about it May 29th. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 25 and 5 June 8th with possible minor storms. Solar flux rising from 90 May 29th to only 125 by June 4th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1775.